talk about talk. Here we go.
He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. Happy New Year, first podcast of 2022. Man, I gotta say, the break wasn't long enough, but it was definitely nice to kind of have a little bit of time off to be able to kind of unplug a bit and not necessarily be responsible for checking my emails quite as often. So that was definitely a really nice break to have. But with that said, I'm actually super excited to record this episode today, because I'm feeling really inspired by this topic that I'm going to be talking about today. And it was inspired by somebody posted this on Instagram, and it was this like Kobe Bryant like reel of like a bunch of just kind of quick inspirational quotes from him. And there was one part of it that really stuck out to me, and it was talking about kind of weathering the storm that we inevitably go throughout life, right? The multiple storms that happen throughout the course of our lives. And that is what I want to talk about in today's episode, the idea of weathering life's storms, right? Being able to handle obstacles as they come and how to move past these different obstacles and kind of bounce out of these tougher moments in our lives as they present themselves, you know, especially those of us who are building for our future. You know, you inevitably are going to be caught up in certain cycles of where it just feels like you're kind of, you know, running in place and you can't get ahead. And that's kind of this concept, what I mean, of like weathering the storm of life, you know, while you're within that cycle, you know, in that moment in time, you feel like there is no way out, while you are in the midst of that storm, you know, finding the strength to persevere throughout it and come out on the other end, you know, a better person. So I want to dive right into that, not waste any time. We're actually going to flip around the structure of the show a little bit today. I'm going to start with the Mi Gente segment because I want to read that quote from Kobe, and I also have just one more concept from somebody else that was really inspirational for this topic. So let's just jump right into it, the Mi Gente segment of today's show.
Mi Gente.
All right, so the quote I was talking about from Kobe, rest in peace, of course. And it's funny, I was thinking about this today. I wasn't a big Kobe fan while he was, unfortunately, while he was alive as a player. You know, I didn't appreciate him. I was a New Jersey Nets fan growing up, and the Lakers busted our ass when we were in the championships, you know, when it was Shaq and Kobe. So I never really let go of that. And I feel like we got to see more of Kobe after he retired, and that's when I kind of began to appreciate him and his wisdom. And it's just sad that it was kind of you know, short-lived, because it felt like he had so much to share with the world as he was in retirement, and so many amazing kind of projects that would allow us to have a glimpse into his greatness and his mindset, that could teach all of us so much. But one of these amazing quotes that he kind of left behind, and this is like an excerpt from that video, but the quote is, "No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends, and when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready." And I love this quote so much because I feel like we all get caught up in this, right? Like, life really deals us some pretty shitty hands sometimes. And at times it feels like it's just one fucking thing after the other, you know, but it's all about how you react in those moments. You know, do you allow those moments that are incredibly difficult to make you fold? You know, do you allow them to defeat you, or do you allow them to strengthen you? You know, do you allow those moments to become things that it will eventually define you, you know, that you begin to sort of buckle down and really hone in on fighting through this cycle. And as I said at the top of the show, you know, being able to come out of it a better human being, a stronger human being, you know, one that is more prepared for success. I mean, you think about, man, the pandemic, and I think that many of us handled it very differently, you know, especially when you're talking about that year with the lockdown, the quarantine 2020, you know, when everything was just up in the air and things were closed and you know, jobs were kind of up in the air. You know, there are some people who really thrived during that time. And I'm not saying this to be braggadocious, but I feel like, you know, I built much of my career and made huge leaps during that time, you know, because I recognized this hardship as having an opportunity. You know, I knew, as difficult as it was, as much as the rug was pulled out from under me, as far as the life that I knew of DJing and all that different kind of things, I also knew that, you know, during these difficult times, there would be different advents in technology and media, and people would be trying to figure out ways to present media in a pandemic environment where they couldn't actually film it in a real studio and in person. And that would open the door for people like myself with lower budgets to possibly create things that gain an audience. And that's essentially what happened and kind of started leading me down this path that I'm at today. You know, that's how I got the job hosting a TV show for LA TV, was the Instagram lives that I was doing every day to keep myself busy led to that, right? So I was weathering that storm. And as the world now is opening up, all those hours of honing my craft and buying different technology as I could and setting up, you know, my home to be this sort of studio that I can record TV and audio out of, and honing those different skills, you know, of editing and things like that. Like, it allowed me to be ready when this whole thing ended, that now I'm far more skilled and prepared to take advantage of opportunities as they begin to open back up now. And that's what Kobe means by, you know, making sure that you're ready at the end of a storm. You know, I think many of us just kind of, when we're going through a really rough patch, it's very easy to kind of just want to stay inside under the covers and binge watching TV or something like that, you know, but it's how you react in those situations. You know, it's how you allow yourself to recognize this will not last forever. And when it ends, what will I have to show for it? And that's kind of the mindset you have to be able to start to develop. And another, and I'm going to dive a bit deeper into all of that as well, as we get into the, for the people in the back segment. But I also wanted to highlight another kind of quote. I'm going to paraphrase this because it's a part of a longer conversation. But if you have the opportunity, I would highly suggest you check this out. The Impact Theory podcast, and they had the Wall Street Trapper on it. And he's a dude who went from, you know, being in prison to now being somebody who is making great strides on Wall Street and is teaching financial literacy with a, you know, focus on the Black community, which is incredible. But he talks about how many of us, you know, we're in survival mode. We're going to work. We're busting our ass day in, day out, trying to, you know, provide a lifestyle for ourselves and trying to save money and all of the above. And then we end up kind of setting ourselves back by trying to give ourselves some sort of instant gratification, right? That's like buying the designer handbag when you know you should put that money in the bank, you know, buying another pair of sneakers when you know you should put that money in the bank, buying the fancy car when you should be saving to buy a house that, you know, actually appreciates in value, you know, things like that. And unfortunately, in our community, you know, many of us, myself included, have gotten sucked up in trying to keep up with the Joneses, right? I mean, you know, I'm somebody, I'm not above this. I was living in my parents' basement and driving a BMW. Made no sense at all. Couldn't afford to get my own apartment, but I found a way to buy a BMW, right? Doesn't make any sense at all. And the car depreciated in value, bled thousands of dollars out of my pocket, but I looked cool and felt cool for a little while, right? I felt like I was keeping up with what I'm supposed to do, what everybody else had, right? And I'm sure all of you could think of somebody right now who lives in the hood, drives a nice car, you know, has designer shoes, has Gucci, all these different things, right? Because we are trying to put on this show and we are allowing ourselves to raise the importance of other people's perceptions as opposed to actually finding real success, right? Like, while we're in the struggle, we are not embracing the struggle and telling ourselves, you know, to just hold on a little bit longer. We're constantly looking for an easy way out of the struggle. We're constantly looking for an easy way out of the storm instead of actually trying to better ourselves. And also, this is like, you know, you've weathered the storm, you're about to get out of the storm, and then you go do some dumb shit like that and just bring yourself right back into the eye of the storm. You know, I think this is really important information for our community. You know, we are, as far as my generation goes, probably among the first who can truly begin to build some sort of generational wealth, especially those of you out there who are first generation immigrants, you know, where your parents really were just trying to set up a somewhat comfortable lifestyle for themselves and you and your siblings. Now you have the opportunity to really build upon that and actually set yourself up for generations to accumulate actual wealth and actual financial freedom, hopefully. And with financial freedom comes time. And I'll get into that a little bit in today's show as well. But I just want to kind of bring a couple of these concepts to your head, these quotes. And now I want to get into a bit more of a deep dive into what I'm feeling when it comes to this topic. And we'll do that in our normal deep dive in a segment we call For the People in the Back. But first, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
I want to talk about this concept of being in the storm. And you know, the reality is I'm in the storm right now, right? Like, I might not be in as dramatic of one as I've been in the past, where I really was just struggling to get something to happen. But the reality is, like, I'm not where I want to be right now. You know what I mean? I'm blessed. I have so many incredible things happening. But the reality is, you know, I'm still having to bust my ass to make sure things happen, to stay on track, right? I don't have that financial freedom that allows me to have the time freedom that I want right now in this life, right? And even like I think about, you know, as an example, I've recently, you know, I bought a property last year. I think I talked about that a bunch on the show or in some other content. But, you know, I'm not living in a house, in a home that's visually appealing. I feel like the inside is nice because I have a bit of an eye for decoration, if you will, if I can give myself some credit. But the reality is, y'all, I didn't buy an actual like house, right? I bought a multi-purpose property. And just for the sake of like privacy, I'm not going to go into too many details about it. But like, you know, I didn't go and buy a house that would impress anyone. The reality is, if most people, you know, without knowing everything, knowing that I own it, knowing the type of revenue I get from it and this, that, and the third, like they would kind of be like, like he must not be doing that well for himself, right? And I'm okay with that. Like I went a lot more humble. And this is a conversation I had to have with myself, like understanding that, you know, while I did go check out some actual houses and things like that, at the end of the day, I knew that it was more important for me to be patient and to put myself in an opportunity where I can make great strides financially and for my portfolio if I just held off a little bit longer on getting that house that I've been dreaming about, right? Because the reality is that I now own a property and what's left on my mortgage is less than what I was paying in rent at this time last year. You know what I mean? So that money that I'm saving, I'm putting away for my future investments, which will then allow me to be yielded passive income that gives me the financial freedom that leads to free time to actually do the things that I want in this life. Like, I don't want to have 50 million jobs for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to rely on podcasting or being a media personality for income. Like, I want to do those things because I love them, because I feel like those are my tools and my vessels to be of service to my community. But the ultimate goal is to not have those things be jaded by relying on them for a paycheck. Right. So that's what I mean. I'm in the storm right now where I'm bunkering down. I'm sacrificing some of those ego boosts. You know what I mean? I didn't go out and buy a fancy car. I bought a modest car that was reliable, but that wasn't going to strain me financially. It's not going to impress anyone. But at the same time, I know I'm saving that money. Right. I'm putting that money away. It's never going to be something that strains me. And I'm going to have to worry, how am I going to pay my car payment next month? You know what I mean? Like I don't care how nice your car is, how many props you get from it, how many girls like you because of it, how many people think you're successful because of it. Like, if you're struggling to make that car payment, or you're making that huge car payment and you are not actually doing anything else to build your own, you know, portfolio of ownership, then I'm sorry, but you're failing yourself at that point, right? I'm a firm believer that we just have to bunker down and build sometimes, right? Build for our future, make those sacrifices. And that's not even just necessarily when it comes to financials, right? I'm not talking about just saving money, but like I could be working certain jobs or gigs that pay me more money, but they would take up more time. Like I recently just left a full-time job producing and it was paying me good money, you know, and I wouldn't mind having that salary back. But the reality is it was taking too much of my time, taking too much of me away from the things that are actually important to me, right? Like right now, I feel like I am building my career. I am building my life. And anything that takes me away from that is a liability. So it doesn't matter how much that thing is paying me. If it is taking away from my ability to produce content, my ability to build my brand, or my ability to build my portfolio as far as my investments go, like it's not worth it. And I feel like so many of us are not keen to this, or just don't understand, like, or we just don't have the tenacity. Like, yeah, of course, man, I would love to get out of the pouring rain as quickly as possible. But sometimes it just does not work that way, right? It's not the healthiest, most beneficial way for our future to get out of it that quickly. Like sometimes you got to sacrifice a lot of different things, but knowing that you are building for your future, you know, a quick paycheck now at the expense of your future self getting to live the life that you dreamed about is not worth it. Now, of course, some of us have expenses we have to worry about. We have families that we legitimately have to feed, clothes that we have to put on children's backs. I understand all of that. I'm talking about the extracurriculars, right? And also, I'm not just talking about money here. I'm also talking about time, right? Like time is the greatest asset that none of us can ever get back, no matter how much money you have. How are you spending your extra time? When you are in the midst of that storm, when you are building your dream life, you're building it out, How are you spending that extra free time you have? I understand that not everybody can afford to give up a job to quit their 9-to-5 today, all of the above, right? But when you're not working that 9-to-5, what are you doing? Are you sitting at home watching TV all day? And listen, I'm not saying you don't need some time to unplug and unwind and just kind of watch something to bring yourself back down to zero. But there is a point where it becomes excessive. Once you've rested a bit, like, what are you doing with that extra time that you have? Are you fucking around going out with friends? Are you doing, you know, things that aren't beneficial for your future self? You have to get real with yourself. Like, what are you doing to weather this storm of life, this period that you're in right now where you're kind of fighting for your happiness? And also, what are you doing for yourself when you do get out of this storm, right? Like, what happens when you do, let's say, have a bunch of money in the bank? Are you prepared to then not blow it and lose all that money? Are you then prepared to learn how to invest it properly, how to actually make your dreams come true, right? Like, have you also been utilizing your time to educate yourself on what you're actually trying to do, right? All of this, like, is a part of weathering this storm. You know, it's about creating resources, and some of that resource is actual money. Some of it is time, and some of it is also education. You want to be a podcaster? How much research are you actually doing on the art of podcasting? Like, are you learning about how to actually edit things properly? What software you should be using? What microphones? What's the, you know, the way to structure? What's the best length of time? You know, what are people in your genre talking about? How can you kind of mimic certain things to find a niche? Like, all of that kind of stuff I'm talking about. Like, all of that is a part of getting through the storm and being better once you get out on the other side of it. And the last thing I want to quickly talk about is also people who don't love their job. Like, listen, I've worked plenty of jobs that I have hated throughout the course of my life, from my teenage years into my adult years, right? But all of them I went into with an exit plan. I knew that this was only temporary. You know, I needed to create finances. I needed to save money. Therefore, I was there. But I knew that I don't care how much these people pay me. If I don't like the job, I was not going to stay there, right? My only intention was to build up my capital, or was to get me by to make it to the next thing, right? Like, the reality is, if you look at most rich people, CEOs, entrepreneurs, right? Like, most of them don't stay with the same company or the same investment forever, for like the course of their life, for the course of their career. Like, so it's only us, the working class dopes, that stay married to a job or a career. Like, the reality is, I'm probably not going to get paid to do a podcast for the rest of my life. Like, I would need to have an extreme amount of success to make incredible money podcasting for the course of my life, right? Like, you know, the reality is, in media, you have a time period where you might be hot, and then most of the time, for most people, that fades at some point. So I'm already living and existing in this mindset of, I'm going to make this money right now currently, but I'm already in the mindset of, what is my exit strategy, right? Like, I was already in that mindset when it came to DJing. So when the pandemic hit, it was like, yo, I was already planning my escape from this career, regardless of how much money I was making from it. I was already planning my escape. It came a little quicker than anticipated, but I was already in that mindset. So I was looking for that next opportunity. I was ready to receive that next opportunity. And to me, that's what you have to look at with your job. Like, do it for now because you have to, right? But keep in mind, what is the exit strategy? How much money do you need to set aside to actually be able to quit that job, right? That's something to keep your spirits up and to keep you working, right? Like, develop that mindset where you're always aware of the exit strategy for a situation that you are not happy with. And I'm applying this to, like, career. If you're in a relationship that you're not happy in, you probably should just not be in that relationship. Don't be planning your exit strategy. Just let that person out of their misery. But career-wise, if you're in a job that you don't see yourself doing forever, and the reality is, most of us probably won't see ourselves doing these jobs forever, start thinking about your exit strategy. Don't let them decide your fate, that they decide they're going to be cutting back on employees one day and do mass layoffs. Like, no, already be planning on your exit strategy. You want to be in control of your fate, because the reality is, these companies have no loyalty to you. When they want to, you know, increase their profit margins a little bit and they need to save some money on payroll, they have no problem laying your ass off, right? So why would you have undying loyalty to any of these companies? The reality is, I have no loyalty to any company that I do not own myself. My loyalty lies in what I think is the best for me at that current time. And hopefully that means that it's mutually beneficial for myself and said company. But the second that I no longer feel that it is beneficial for me and it's no longer a place that I need to be, it's time to move on. Again, as Kobe said, you always want to make sure that when the storm does end, you are ready. And with that said, let's get y'all's opinions and hear some of y'all's stories about what y'all are going through in our Ask a Gringo segment. Before that, though, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Ask a Gringo.
I have a question.
All right, so at DJ Dramos, if you want to be a part of the conversation, I do this for each and every episode in my Instagram stories. But today's show, I asked y'all, what obstacle are you pushing through right now? Let's see. I'm going to read a few of the responses that I got. Let's start off first with my guy, Addison, at A. Bjork. He says, my 9-to-5 isn't as fulfilling as my creative endeavors, but I make too much money at work to quit. And man, Addison, I know, is an incredibly talented musician and just creative overall. And I think I'm going to call you on your bluff. I don't think you make too much money to quit. Because to me, there's no amount of money in the world that is worth me sacrificing my happiness throughout the best years of my life, right? And I understand, you know, Addison's married. I know Addison, we used to be in a band together. So I know him a bit. He's married, you know what I'm saying? And he's got a wife and all of the above, right? But I think that the idea of finding your exit strategy is something that should fit for you, right? Like, you know, on your free time, start developing some of your creative ideas. And especially if you're making good money, you now have the ability to invest in all of your creative projects in ways that you only dreamt about when you were, you know, growing up. So that's what I would do. I would be putting money away, you know, for my exit strategy. And I'd also be investing money into my creative endeavors, you know, and look at them as a business and try and figure out ways that I could potentially stop having to work this 9-to-5 and make, you know, make creativity, whatever that might be for you at this point in your life, you know, something that I can actually make a living off of. Or if for you, it's just kind of, you want to be able to have a creative project that you could do on the side consistently, you know, figure out a way to get that up and running, that it's productive for you enough that it keeps you fulfilled and kind of offsets what you're feeling at work. That would be my advice. But, you know, again, to me, what's the point of making all this money and doing well financially if you are miserable in the process of it? Let's see, at Rebecca_DLM says, trying to break the cycle of generational trauma with my daughter. And I think this is a great one right now. So you are in the storm right now of this like generational trauma, right? But the beauty is that you are recognizing, right? Like my parents didn't recognize that they were passing on their own traumas onto me, right? But the reality is like you're aware of it as it's happening, and awareness is the first step to correcting a problem. So while you are in the midst of this storm, like you could get a hold on it, right? You could begin to educate yourself. You could begin to get therapy and find different ways of healing some of those old wounds and that trauma that you've been hanging on to from your parents, right? Like now that you have the awareness, it's important that you begin to take the steps to put in that work so you can come out better on the other side of this kind of storm that you are in the midst of right now. All right. And the last one I'll read is at Nicolosa_Vega. She says, working with white teachers and staff and their microaggressions. See, this one's kind of tough because I don't think anybody becomes a teacher for the money. You have to become a teacher because you genuinely love it. I would say, you know, in the midst of this, you're gaining your experience. And I can't really give any life advice not knowing much about your situation. But like you have a job. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, maybe start exploring what other places you could look into wanting to teach or, you know, trying to get, if your goal is to maybe be in a type of administrative type of role, like a principal one day, you know, start using this as your motivation to become in a position of power, you know, in the school system so that you can correct these problems and not allow anyone else to kind of feel victimized by these microaggressions that you're talking about, you know. But my point being, I want us all, and we all should feel in control of our lives. And again, it's not always easy to find the way to be in control, right? So it does require a lot of work, oftentimes a lot of change on our part, a lot of change to our environment, a lot of change to our everyday life. But if we're willing to put in that work, we're willing to weather the storm, the possibility for change is always possible. And thank y'all so much for participating in the conversation. Again, at DJ Dramos, if you want to be a part of the next episode in my Instagram stories. Again, we do this for every single show. And now let's tie everything up in a neat little bow in a segment we call Conclusion Stew.
Time for Conclusion Stew.
All right, so for this, man, I just want to kind of remind you, if you're in a bit of a tough part of your life, you're not alone, right? Like the truth is, while you're building, while you're going after the things you want, the road is going to be incredibly tough, especially if you're going after the things that you really, really want in this world, right? I'm not talking about just finding a job that gives you a check. I'm talking about finding a life that you love, the career that feels fulfilling, you know, and one that pays you enough to take care of yourself and your family, right? Like, those things are hard to find. A lot of people are working miserable jobs just because it pays the bills, right? But to actually find something you love that also pays the bills is incredibly rare. So you have to understand that to get to this rarity, the path is going to be probably pretty treacherous, incredibly difficult, right? Like, this storm is going to be really, really difficult to get through. And all you can do is buckle down and stay focused on what you are walking towards. Stay focused on the path ahead and stay focused on being ready for what to do when you eventually reach the end of that storm. Like, I feel like this might be redundant and things I've said on other episodes or other content, but the reality is, in this life, you have to have undying dedication to your future self. You have to be obsessed with the idea of your future self and allow that obsession, that love, that dedication for your future self to guide your decisions every single day. Life is inevitably going to throw a lot of really difficult shit at you. It is inevitably going to bring countless storms your way. And all you can do is keep pushing on and keep preparing for the day that those skies clear and that storm ends. And with that said, thank y'all so much for tuning into this first episode of the new year. Hope everybody had an incredibly blessed New Year's, safe and sound. And I appreciate y'all for joining me on, man, the first of a lot of episodes this year, our first full year with the podcast. I'm excited for that. And I'll talk to y'all on Thursday with our trending episode. Until then,
peace.
Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Dura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.